Welcome back to Ridiculous Ramblings, loves. I'm your host, Amy. It is Monday, May the 28th. In just two short days, it's gonna be May. How is everyone? I hope you guys are doing great. I hope you've had a great week or had a great weekend. And I hope that your Monday has been kind to you. That little clip that you heard in the beginning, that was from my weekend. I worked on Saturday and then just randomly decided, you know what? Let's go karaoke. There was a live DJ and karaoke booth was set up. So, you know what I mean? What the heck? Let's go. Let's do this. So we went out on Saturday night and had some cocktails and did a duet of Love Shack. And then I got up and did a couple of songs. It was definitely a good time. If you are listening from the South Bend area or the 574 area, you should definitely go and check out the R Bar. The atmosphere is great. The drinks are fantastic. And the food, oh my gosh, their French fries. I don't know what kind of seasoning it is that they put on there. It's something that they make in-house. But it is, it's so good. So absolutely check them out if you're looking for something to do. They have something really going most of the week. They do weekly like dinner specials. They have drink specials. They try to host different nights. I know like on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, they have either karaoke and a DJ, or they'll have like a drag show. It's absolutely hands down so fun. Definitely go and check them out. Shout out to everybody at the R Bar. You guys are absolutely fantastic. Thank you for your hospitality. All right. In other news, kind of a random thing that came into my mind. So I don't know if anybody follows me on TikTok or Instagram, or if you check out the Facebook page or at all or anything, but I had someone that had reached out to me and asked me to do a review on some stickers that they make. So I wanted to be a little fancy. So I had put on some artificial press-on kind of nails. Now, I don't typically paint my nails. I don't typically wear press-on nails. I'm just not a fancy girl. Or am I? Anyways, I had put these nails on, and they're so cute. They're from a Halloween costume from last year. They were long, they were dark and pointy, and they had like these like graphic kind of spooky designs on them, and they're such a vibe. I love them. So I had these on for the video, and then I could not get them off. I made all the mistakes, you guys. I'm still learning. I've never been a girly girl, so patience is a virtue, and oh, the learning curve. So when I was trying to put them on, they kept popping off. So I'm like, hey, you know what? It makes more sense. Add more glue. Do not add more glue. I finally got them off on Saturday, and I did the video on Thursday. I did not have fingernail polish remover. As I mentioned, I'm not a fancy girl. I think I own maybe one bottle of fingernail polish, but at this point, it's more of like a resin. It's so thick, you can't even use it anymore. So I had these nails on, and I ended up trimming them so I could go to work because they were too pointy, and just not, the functionality was not there from the type of job that I do. So I decided to pop them off, let my nails kind of have a little bit of a breather. And I was wondering, like, when did press-on nails become a thing? Like, when did it go from you just had fingernail polish to now you can just pretty much get a manicure, you know, look without having to go to the salon and have your nails painted and shaped and everything? You can just pop those bad boys on and rock it and go. So thanks to our good friends at Google, not endorsing the show. I wish they would endorse the show. The origin of modern acrylic nails is quite interesting, and it really is. In 1934, a dentist named Maxwell Leip invented the first acrylic nails. He created them to help nail biters curb their habit. Later in 1954, another dentist, Fred Slack, accidentally broke a nail at work and used dental acrylics to create a temporary replacement. Historically, artificial nails were common symbols of status all across the world. During the Ming Dynasty of China, noblewomen wore very long artificial nails as a status symbol, indicating that unlike commoners, they did not have to do manual labor. In the 19th century Greece, upper-class women often wore pistachio shells over their nails, slowly spreading the artificial nail trend across Europe. Pretty interesting, right? And also, cool stuff here, go women. In 1878, Mary E. Cobb opened the very first manicure salon in Manhattan. This came after studying nail care in France and marrying a podiatrist, J. Parker Prey. During the 1920s, short, well-manicured, rounded nails were a symbol of wealth. And the great Revlon made their first appearance in 1932 with only one single product, long-lasting formula nail enamel. I think it's pretty cool to see like the history progression where it started out just, you know, regular nails and then nail polish. And then all of a sudden, bam, here's all of these, you know, fantastic nail artists. And it really is an art because some of the shapes and designs. And did you know that there are over 16 different shapes of nails that you can choose from? I personally, myself, am a huge fan of the classic, you know, French tip, the little square, but also that coffin nail. Ugh, it's so sexy. So I did decide to actually pop on another set. Someone had mentioned that they were a big fan of ASMR. So let's do a little nail clack for you. I don't know how good that sounds. There's honestly just so many different things that you can do with your nails now. You can paint them. You can have acrylics put on. You can have them wrapped. You can have them shellacked. You can have them dipped. There's just so many options now that weren't available before. And I am here for it. I may only do just a regular press on, but for everyone else, I love the pictures that you guys do, the TikToks that you guys do. Keep it up. They're fantastic. You know what other nail shape I'm a huge fan of? The bugle nail. Yeah, don't sit there and tell me that you didn't pop some bugles on the end of your fingers and made it look like witch's nails, because I know you did. So whether you decide to wear them bare, wear press-ons with designs, or just leave them painted, do what makes you happy, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what makes me happy? Bumpin' Uglies music. So here's your Bumpin' Uglies tour dates. May 1st, you can catch them in Raleigh, North Carolina with Sons of Paradise and Rockstead. May 2nd, in Asheville, North Carolina with Sons of Paradise and Rockstead. May 3rd, you can also catch them in North Carolina again in Charlotte with Sons of Paradise and Rockstead. So, sensing a theme here. South Carolina, North Carolina, you guys are the vibe. May 4th with in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, where Eddie Pence is the mayor, not the king. I had that wrong the first time. Sorry about that, guys. With Rocksteady and, or I'm sorry, Sons of Paradise and Rockstead. May 23rd through the 25th at the California Roots Music and Arts Festival in Monterey, California. We'll hit June when we come a little bit towards the end of May. And speaking of the end, I think this is the end of the show. That's all I've got for today. So I hope wherever you are listening from, you are doing well mentally and physically and emotionally and hopefully financially. Don't forget to check out the show's YouTube page, Facebook page, and also over on TikTok at Ridiculous Ramblings, or the show's website, which is www.ridiculousramblings.com, where you can leave a comment, a review, a topic for a discussion, or just a hey girl, hey. I hope everyone has a great week, and I will catch you guys on Friday. Until next time, ta-ta for now. Okay, love you. Bye.